No one comes from Thonkosis without carrying an order or the password. You must give me one or the other before you may pass. The only order I require, my friend, to enter where I will, hangs at my side, I answered, tapping my longsword. Will you let me pass in peace or no? For reply, he whipped out his own sword, calling to the others to join him, and thus the four stood, with drawn weapons, barring my further progress. You are not here by the order of Thonkosis, cried the one who had first addressed me, and not only shall you not enter the apartments of the Princess of Helium, but you shall go back to Thonkosis under guard to explain this unwarranted temerity. Throw down your sword. You cannot hope to overcome four of us, he added with a grim smile. My reply was a quick thrust, which left me but three antagonists, and I can assure you that they were worthy of my mettle. They had me backed against the wall in no time, fighting for my life. Slowly I worked my way to a corner of the room where I could force them to come at me only one at a time, and thus we fought upward of 20 minutes, the clanging of steel on steel producing a veritable bedlam in the little room. The noise had brought Dejathoris to the door of her apartment, and there she stood throughout the conflict with Sola at her back peering over her shoulder. Her face was set and emotionless, and I knew that she did not recognize me, nor did Sola. Finally, a lucky cut brought down a second guardsman, and then, with only two opposing me, I changed my tactics and rushed them down after the fashion of my fighting that had won me many a victory. The third fell within 10 seconds after the second, and the last lay dead upon the bloody floor a few moments later. They were brave men and noble fighters, and it grieved me that I had been forced to kill them, but I would have willingly depopulated all Barsoom could I have reached the side of my Dejathoris in no other way. Sheathing my bloody blade, I advanced toward my Martian princess, who still stood mutely gazing at me without sign of recognition.
"Who are you, Zodangan?" she whispered. "Another enemy to harass me in my misery?"
"I am a friend," I answered, "a once-cherished friend."
"No friend of Helium's princess wears that metal," she replied, "and yet the voice. I have heard it before. It is not. It cannot be. No, for he is dead."
"It is, though, my princess, none other than John Carter," I said. "Do you not recognize, even through paint and strange metal, the heart of your chieftain?" As I came close to her, she swayed toward me with outstretched hands, but as I reached to take her in my arms, she drew back with a shudder and a little moan of misery.